Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Imperial Beverage Presents Another Round. Today, I'm joined by Trey Butler from Dalton Distillery, and we're going to talk a little bit about Responsibly Vodka and a little bit about the organization, where they came from, and how we got here. Thanks so much for joining me today, Trey.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here.
So do you mind, first off, just introducing yourself a little bit? Tell us a little bit about how you got into this industry, though it sounds a little bit more like runs in the family.
Absolutely. Yeah, my family, we've actually made spirits way over 100 years that we know of, at least. Back when I was a little kid, me and Papa, he used to teach me that back in the day. Those are memories money can't buy right there.
Absolutely. There's a lot that goes on in the mountains of North Georgia. And it is not a secret to anybody that, distilling was something that was big, especially during Prohibition times. I mean, there's an entire sport based off that.
NASCAR.
Oh, yeah. So you recently became the CEO, if that's correct, right?
That is correct. It was last year in 2023 when I just turned 21 years old. I'm currently 22. Since then, I've been running the operation myself, and it's been a big jump from what I used to do, and I absolutely love it. It's been hard work growing a company up. We're a small craft distillery, started doing TikTok videos. I do those frequently. I even go live a lot and try to answer a lot of people's questions. And TikTok's the reason I'm here on the call with you right now. That's a big shout out to Connor here for reaching out to me at around 10 o'clock at night on the email. And here we are.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of a crazy story. You guys blew up on TikTok for some tasting videos that you were doing where you were side by siding with another major brand. And the people that were tasting it were picking your brand pretty much every time because it tasted better and the quality was there.
Absolutely.
Now, at this time, we only carry the Responsibly Vodka. We don't carry any of the other lines.
Right.
It seems really neat. I'd love to be able to do the whole tasting lineup, but I know for the time being, we have the Responsibly Vodka. Do you mind telling me it's a clever name, really creative, capitalizing on SEO, drink responsibly, Responsibly Vodka. Do you mind telling me the origin story behind that brand?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we started out doing moonshine. Like I said, we were illegal moonshiners. Moonshine is a very hard market to hit. It's very unique. Not a lot of people go into the liquor store for moonshine. It's a very hard market. So we wanted to come out with something different, and vodka was a big thing. So we had to think of a good name. So me, Dad, and Papa, we all sat around talking about it. We wanted to come up with something funny and also something serious at the same time. And, there's always ads, police. My dad was actually a police officer and chief of police before he started the distillery. And he always encouraged drinking responsibly. And that's how we come up with the name. It's a very catchy name. It's funny. A lot of our sayings are, no matter how much you drink, you can tell the world you're drinking responsibly. Every brand on the back of their bottle tells you to come over here to Trey and buy his bottle. They say, please drink responsibly. But also, we also really care about people actually drinking responsibly, being safe. That's a major thing for us personally. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out to a bar, make sure you can afford an Uber, tow truck, whatever. Just, stay safe. We want people to stay safe as well. And when people look at our bottle, we want them to think of something funny. We want them to think of something very high quality, yet affordable as well. And to also think a little bit about safety.
It's a little tongue in cheek, but I love the branding. We had people reaching out to us on social saying, hey, how quickly can we get this imported to Michigan? How long would it take for us to get this up and available? And we want to buy it. We want to buy it now. Really excited that we were able to add you to the portfolio. And do you mind telling me a little bit about the kind of the makeup of the vodka? It's not a potato vodka, right?
Correct. It is 100% corn. A lot of people do mistake vodka for being potato. And that is what a lot of people think. I get that all the time during taste tests or talking to a lot of people ask, is it potato? Only like 2 or 3% of the world's entire vodka is made from potatoes. Vodka can be made from anything. We use corn for ours because that's just, our old family recipe. Some special unique things about our vodka, we also filter it on a filtration system for 36 hours after it's distilled to give it that very unique taste. and odorless smell and everything, because like I said, something we very much care about is the quality of the product. A big thing about our vodka is, you know, let's be honest, times are tough. Everything's gone up in price, everything. And we understand, you know, what we try to do, we come out with a product that's a very affordable, and no one's trading down in any quality at all. A lot of people have to trade down in quality, and that's awful. I don't want nobody trading down in quality. That's just, it sucks. You know, let's be honest. So Responsibly Vodka, great price, great quality.
I love it. That's especially important when you're coming into a market that the vodka market's pretty heavily saturated with all sorts of different brands.
Right.
But coming in as a craft that makes a fantastic product at a very reasonable price point, it kind of, I mean, that's the ticket. That's the way in.
Absolutely.
What are some things that the Georgia salespeople have been requesting or looking for, different kinds of information? Like, what's some stuff you've been able to provide to them that maybe has been helpful?
Right. I get what you're saying. One thing I personally do is I do ride-alongs. That's a lot easier for me here in Georgia. That's where I live. But ride-alongs is something that money can't buy. It is, you have to get out there and hustle yourself. I mean, this is a brand that me and my dad and grandfather created, and you know, we're going to hustle. We're going to do whatever it takes to grow it. You know, I'm not just going to give you this bottle of vodka and say, here, sell it, and while I sit back in the chair. Absolutely not. So ride alongs. So I'm definitely coming up there in June to do some ride alongs, help meet some of the stores, the restaurants, bars, make my face known to everybody. So hopefully that gives it a big boost. And I'll come up there again as well. But TikTok, I cannot stress enough, TikTok all day long. Facebook, Instagram, forget it even exists. It's TikTok only. Okay. TikTok's where it's at. I do videos. I go live. People join me. Every time I go live, I've had like five or six people alone ask about Michigan. I said, hey, go to your local liquor store bar. If they don't have it, tell them to order it through Imperial Beverage. And I've had two or three people said, well, they're going to order it now, so I can grab a bottle. And that was all recently, like last week too. So, I mean, it definitely works. We also are making up like some small shelf talkers that's going to have a QR code to the TikTok. For the salespeople, they need to know my TikTok name, Drink Responsibly Vodka. If they're really trying to sell the vodka to a new account, that new account needs to see the videos, needs to see the views, the following. That's a very big sell point right there on a yes or no to take on a brand. Like right now, I've got 23.4K followers. I'm doing more taste tests this week. People absolutely love those videos. I'm also going to be coming out with some cocktail special videos. Another thing I want to talk about as well, we just got accepted into Darden. I'm not sure if you know what that is. That's the Longhorn's corporate office. They manage a bunch of other different stuff like Cheddar's, Olive Garden, Capital. They do like seven or eight different things, but we are officially in Longhorn's in Dalton, Georgia.
That's fantastic. That's
actually one of our very first on-premise accounts here in Dalton.
That's amazing. I mean, that's to make the connection to an organization like that, that has so many levels. No, that's great.
Right. And I want, especially as the salespeople are going to be listening to this, they need to go into every Darden location and let them know in Georgia it's accepted and it's already doing good. I'm actually going by there today to speak with the bar manager. We're going to shoot some videos of some cool cocktails. We're going to make up specialty with Responsibly Vodka. So I'll be more than glad to send you that link. You to send some of the sales people as well. I mean, it's a great brand, and it's moving really good. It's also getting into more on-premise accounts each day as well.
That's great. Well, and for it to be priced the way it is, and you know, also tasting the way that it is, it's a really fantastic well option. Or you know, you can do
absolutely,
you can treat it like a premium option. You can do both. You can sell the brand. If lots of times on premise, they'll have just, you know, I just want a vodka cran, and then I don't really care what you put in it. It's just
right,
preferably vodka, right?
Right.
Having something at that price point that tastes that good, done. I mean, easy sells.
Absolutely. It's got a great name. It's got great marketing behind it. And one thing as well, especially when I'm up there, a liquor store, I'm not going to allow a liquor store to say, hey, Trey, this isn't moving ever. I mean, I don't care if the liquor store is small, big, whatever. I'll go out there and I will do whatever it takes to help it sell. That's another special thing about Dalton Distillery. Me, my dad, both of us will do whatever we can to make sure it sells. We're not just going to, like I said, we don't believe in just selling a brand and letting it sit on the shelf and being okay, whatever. You know, we've got all these other stores. We care about each individual store. We care about everybody.
For sure. That aligns really well with Imperial Beverages' process. We strive to help people succeed, and that includes our accounts, making sure that, you know, they have the resources that they need to sell the products that we're able to get them. And that includes things like, you know, for example, your shelf talkers. You know, if you have the file built, our sales reps would be able to order them through us, and we can get them to the account next day with their next order, ready to go in an envelope, ready for them put up on the shelf. We our turnaround time is intentionally that fast so that we can provide what our customers need. We want to make sure that they have the tools to succeed. That's why we have the in-house point of sale team. So if you have if you have those shelf talkers built, let me know. I can get those to our point of sale team and they can be ready to go.
Absolutely. That sounds great.
I'm excited to hear that you're coming up in June. That'll be fun. I absolutely encourage folks to be able to reach out and make those connections and schedule some opportunities. You're going to be doing a presentation, I would imagine, as well.
Absolutely.
Great, 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 great. Is there anything else that you think would be important for our sales reps to know, or any additional information that you think makes a lot of sense? Is there certain placements on shelves that you like to see responsibly vodka when you're talking about like a party store, or let's hear it.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Usually if we're on the shelf, we're placed next to like Tito's or Sky Vodka, you know, something more up there, because like I said, we are the exact same quality, but we are at a way better price, and people absolutely love that.
Sure.
Value-based brand.
Well, and your bottle pops, not just shiny, but it looks good. You know, the art's done well. And once it's on the shelf, it'll attract attention.
Right. And also, like a lot of stores here in Georgia, what they do, we do like case displays. Like we got one store in Augusta, Georgia that sells 70 cases of 175s a week.
That's so amazing.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I have high hopes for everybody here at Imperial. I know that we can very much surpass that. There's absolutely no reason why we can't. So, like I said, I'm going to come out there in June, and I'm going to be really hustling with everybody to get some displays going on. The display is really what helps more than a lot of stuff. Good displays of the product, people actually getting to see it, like on the floor displays. Usually 10 to 25 case displays is what we usually get into new accounts, and those work great.
I love it. Well, case stacks look good, especially if we have the, you know, the right materials to make it look good, and we've, you know, we're able to work with accounts. It's always a good feeling when you have a success there and get something that looks really good that'll sell well.
Right, right. Another thing, also, I've mentioned to you before, Corbin Millett. He's a really good friend of mine. He's a big TikTok. He's got over 2 million followers on TikTok. He actually reached out to me back when I posted my first video before I even made this account that I post on now. And he came all the way down from Pennsylvania just to see the distillery and get a couple of bottles. Him and his dad come down. And ever since then, he does videos with the vodka. He's actually going to be coming to Michigan with me for a couple of days.
That's awesome. So this whole trip will be widely publicized, if you will.
It will. Absolutely.
I love it. Well, I really appreciate you jumping on and chatting with me about it. And really all of it. This is great information.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Anything I can do to help.
Well, and if our sales reps have any questions, would they be able to reach out to you?
Yes, absolutely. Would love for any of them to reach out.
Our brand managers would have access to your email address and what have you. So you'll be able to connect with them there. If you're looking for point of sale specifically, we can make sure that you get set up with some good responsibly vodka point of sale. And then, you've got, do you want to plug your handles one more time?
Dalton Distillery is the Facebook. We also drink responsibly vodka for Instagram as well. So you can actually follow the distillery page. That's also like special events we do and everything, a bunch of stuff about the vodka. But if you really want to see like blind taste tests, what's going on with the vodka, you definitely want to go to the TikTok Drink Responsibly Vodka. Just one word and you'll find it there. Got one video. It's got 4.8 million views. It's definitely helped the brand grow. Absolutely.
I think that was one of the things that caught me off guard, because I'm not used to seeing a 4.8 million view video. Like, I'm not used to seeing a 4.8 million view video that it doesn't have gimmicks in it. That was the thing that got me. It really was just like an honest tasting. It was super simple, really just well done. And people were picking your brand over the bigger name all day long.
Right.
It was fantastic to watch.
Right. And that's what a lot of people, that's what really caught people's eye. And a lot of people now, a lot of those customers are also repeating customers. It isn't just like a one-time sale. That usually happens at a lot of tastings, but ours has proven now that we have repeat customers, and customers are now switching from more expensive brands that have gotten just way too expensive down to the same quality for half the price. And it's really worked out.
I love it. Trey, thank you so much for joining us today. It has been an absolute pleasure getting the opportunity to speak with you and learn a little bit about your product. And I look forward to helping sell responsibly vodka and helping folks drink responsibly.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
And thank you for tuning in to another episode of Imperial Beverage Presents Another Round. Until next time, cheers.